Hello, my dolls. Welcome back to the Busy Yet Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Haley. I'm really excited about today's episode. So without further ado, let's get into today's weekly review. This week, I got new furniture for my place, and it feels so nice to just get more place to organize things. I feel like I am someone who just needs to have everything organized to have a clear mindset. So it's been really nice to find new furniture for my place. And another thing this week is I've been taking extra care of myself this week and just spending time with my mom. I feel like that is just such a like a warm cup of soup and just like a hug for myself whenever I take extra self-care time and spend time with my best friend. Now on to the current obsessions of the week. My current obsession right now is a silk hair bonnet. I got one for my hair because every single time I woke up, I was getting, my hair was just so tangled. It was truly a mess because it was all over my face and just in knots. So I got a silk bonnet for my hair and now I wake up with my hair so nice and clean and not all over the place and tangled. And I also realized my skin started clearing up when wearing the bonnet because I feel like any dirt or bacteria that's on your hair gets on your skin because you're sleeping and it's touching your face. So I've noticed my acne getting significantly better after wearing the silk bonnet, so I'm obsessed with it right now. Another current obsession right now for me is dried edamame. If you have not tried dried edamame, first of all, I believe it's the healthiest snack someone could have. It truly is like pure protein and it's so good for you and it tastes so divine. It's my favorite like snack and I love it in salads like a little crouton. Chef's kiss, it's so divine. Another current obsession right now is small chopped salads. I feel like what makes a salad is not the dressing, but how smallly, thinly chopped the lettuce is. And I am just a salad girl. So if I'm getting these thick pieces of romaine in my salad, I do not want it. My last current obsession is flowers. As you guys know, I'm such a flower girl and I feel like every single person needs flowers in their space. So if you're listening to this right now, go buy yourself some flowers today. Now moving on to the goal of the week. My goal of the week right now is to chill out and just catch up on self-care. I've been really gua sha-ing a lot more and I've seen my skin just feel so much more tighter and it feels so nice to just get rid of some water weight that's on your face. So any water retention can be really cured by gua sha-ing. So I've been doing that and I really want to keep it up. Another goal of the week right now is to Theragun daily. I think it's really good for circulation and I feel like I like doing it on my legs the most, especially if I have like any veins on my legs. I really want to just improve the circulation. My last goal of the week right now is to stick with my new vitamin routine. I got some new vitamins and I feel like trying out new vitamins is always a hit or miss to see what you like. And I know this is really good for my body, what my new routine is, so I'm planning on sticking to it. Now onto the affirmation. I'm worthy of everything I desire. I love that affirmation so much because it is so good to affirm yourself, especially on the topic of today's episode, that you are worthy of every single thing that you desire. Now moving on to the self-love question. How can I show up for myself when it comes to my evening routine? I love that question so much and I really recommend journaling it. And now moving on to your challenge of the week. Begin consciously separating your doubts from your mindset and continue on the right path. I love that challenge so much because it is so important to really separate any of our doubts that we're feeling from what we're wanting because doubts are the only thing that's stopping us. Now onto the podcast review. This review is from Mackenzie and Mackenzie titled her review, Learning to Love Myself. And her review says, when I found this podcast earlier this year, I was at a pretty low point of my life. I started listening to Busy Yet Pretty and Jaden's warm energy immediately made me feel so welcomed. I look forward to new episodes every week. I picked up the secret and started focusing on consistency and have put in some real work towards loving myself. Thank you so much, Jaden and Busy Yet Pretty for being a podcast I know I can rely on to have a little pick-me-up. Mackenzie, your review is so unbelievably sweet and I'm so grateful for you. First of all, I'm so glad that you read The Secret because that book will truly change your life. And I am so glad that the podcast works as a perfect way that you can rely on it to be a little pick-me-up. I love you so much. And if you want to be featured on next week's episode, please feel free to leave a podcast review over Apple Podcasts. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Stop putting your goals and people on a pedestal. Going into this episode, forget every single thing that you've learned from society, every single societal stereotype and that you've been led to believe and follow, every doubt that you have about yourself, your ability to succeed, and any doubts that you have on your worth. I want you literally to forget all of that right now and erase it from your brain. We are starting fresh. Right now, you are just born. Imagine yourself just born into this world with absolutely no knowledge of anything at all and just being born and to be happy. Now let's fast forward. You're a kid, okay? You know nothing other than Barbies, Legos, anything that's just right in front of you, and you're totally unaware of the outside noise of society. Now let's fast forward to being a teenager. You're becoming a teenager, you're learning that the world is more than just yourself, and you begin to have to make choices now in your life with school, with anything, chores, how you treat your parents, everything. You're beginning to have to make choices, although you're still unaware of what societal stereotypes are. So now, at this point, retrace your innocent mindset that you had at that time into where we are right now. From that moment on, we are now rewriting our future from there. So right now you are just a teenager, and maybe you are actually a teenager listening to this, but I'm sure if you're listening to this, you do have some doubts about what to do with your life or what is the actual limit, because you think the sky is actually not the limit. So you are having doubts if you're listening to this, but right now I want you to go to the point where before you learned anything, what was the last point of your life where you didn't have any doubts of anything in life, but were able to allow your dreams to soar? So we're starting fresh from there. Number one thing I want you to learn, don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. And this is not an original quote, this is a known rule of life, but do not take criticism from people you would not take advice from. And what I mean by that is, in life, you have or will come in contact with many people who are absolutely filled with self-doubt and people who have the urge to pull others down to their level in order for them not to feel alone in the place they're at. Someone may tell you, you can't do that, or you'll never be worthy for that job, or that person will never like you back, or that's a big risk for you to take. If someone is trying to give you that criticism or quote advice, let me just say, if this person does not have the life, job, happiness, or things that you want in your life, why are you taking advice from them? Putting people and goals on a pedestal will be the most damaging thing that you do to your future. And most importantly, the most damaging thing you do to yourself. The secret to getting everything that you want in life starts with your worth and how you view yourself. Working on how you view yourself and how you value yourself will determine the decisions that you make in your life. It is so easy to subconsciously place someone on a pedestal in your mind who may seem threatening to you, or maybe who is the absolute opposite as that and is too good to be true. It's easy to view people like that when you don't view yourself as worthy. Same with your goals and dreams. You'll place your goals on a pedestal if you do not feel worthy within and do not feel deserving of the things that you're wanting. So now let's talk about how to stop and prevent yourself from this common addictive habit and realize you are as worthy as you believe you are. And what I mean by that is your worth is actually just determined on how you view yourself. If you view yourself as someone who is not worthy, that's what you are. If you view yourself as someone who is worthy, that's who you are. It's your choice to create the identity of who you are, not anybody else. Someone else can label you as something, but guess what? That's their personal opinion. They cannot write your identity. Who can is you. Also, another really big thing to realize is that everything that you want, your personal opportunities in your head, that is dreams, lifestyle, money, your significant other, anything, that is all realistic and attainable. So often we give our goals and people unneeded power that stops us in our tracks from thinking that that's realistic for us to have in our life. No person, opportunity, or lifestyle is better than you. You have the power to decide how you view your relationship to what you want. By putting your desire on a pedestal is quitting before even trying. You need to rewire your brain by believing you already have what you're wanting. Embody the feelings and emotions and have those visions of you already having what you desire. Whatever that may look like for you, maybe that is taking the class that you wanted to at school, or maybe that's graduating, maybe that's getting your dream job, maybe that's living in a mansion, maybe that's finding the perfect lover for you. Whatever that is, imagine and embody those feelings as if you already have it. Many times in life with my job, I have had to take initiative and be my own advocate in reaching my hand out to somebody else when I know they are capable of giving me what I want. I will be the person to be my own advocate and reach out to that person. I could easily never reach out to introduce myself if I decided to just let my self-doubts take over, letting myself think, what if they think I'm not capable of the job? What if they think my idea is crazy? What if they don't like me? The real question I ask myself now is, what if I never tried and let my self-doubts win? Being quote crazy and quote delusional and unrealistic will take you places, and I promise you that. What I mean by that is to live your life taking action as your younger self would, with no knowledge of what other people think or how quote realistic your goals may be. You are brainwashed to believe that you are incapable to achieve things that you're wanting by any negative people that you may have come across in your life, or maybe people who are in your life who are feeding you societal stereotypes and lies for you to believe you're not worthy of it. Those who don't go after their biggest goals are living a life in a state of fear and self-doubt. When you start to live your life with not one care what someone may think about you, and most importantly, live your life viewing yourself as worthy or even worthier than your desires, is when it becomes yours. In high school, I used to put these two mean girls on a pedestal in my mind because they were always attempting to make me feel intimidated by making fun of me, making fun of what I would do on posting on social media. And given this is when I was back in high school, I'm talking probably at most 800 followers. I truly cannot remember how many followers I had, but let me just say I was not some influencer at the time. But they would attempt to intimidate me and make fun of me during lunchtime. And I remember just walking outside one day with my mom, and I was like, why do I care what these girls think about me? Why do I view them so superior when I wouldn't even want to be them, look like them, or have their life? Those are the questions that you need to ask to yourself when you begin to place somebody or an opportunity on a pedestal. My apologies, let me say your imaginary pedestal in your mind. Think about how stupid that is. Why are you putting the mean girl in class on a pedestal? And why are you putting your crush on a pedestal? Why are you putting your dream job on a pedestal? And why are you putting your boss on a pedestal? It's so important to have the mindset that you deserve the best, where it is so important to treat yourself, whether that be a foot soak, getting your nails done with the girls, having a spa day, a facial, anything to actually make you feel good about yourself. And if you choose the top option for everything in life, why settle for a doctor? This is your health. As you guys know, I'm a huge health advocate, and I truly believe you investing in your health is one of the best things that you could do for yourself and longevity. ZocDoc is the perfect place to find tens of thousands of top tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. So don't settle for anything but the best, as I always say, and go for the best, finding the perfect doctor for you. With ZocDoc, there's so many options, which is great because I am very picky and I want something to be perfectly aligning to myself and my needs. ZocDoc is a free app where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and can instantly book appointments with them online. I personally love ZocDoc because sometimes it's so hard to find a doctor that actually fits right for you, and I am someone who utilizes reviews so much because based off of experiences, you're able to see what other people feel about a certain doctor, and I feel like that's really important, especially for what exactly you're looking for. Go to ZocDoc.com/busy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/busy. ZocDoc.com/busy. When it comes to your career or whatever you desire in life, you know the life and the job that you would have and want if judgment or reality just did not exist. What job would you have? What person would you be if there was no judgment in the world? Maybe for you, that would be traveling the world, being an astronaut, being an influencer, having a business, or maybe even trying to be an Olympian. Whatever that goal lifestyle may be, I want you to search up those jobs right now and look at the people online who have those jobs and have those lifestyles and deep dive into their background of who they were before they had that job and what they were like as a kid. You will come to realize that all these people that have the job that you're wanting and the lifestyle you want were no different than you. They all worked hard to get what they wanted, most of them. Maybe a few were born into money, but the majority of people worked hard to do what they wanted to do. The majority came from lower or middle class, went to a regular school, had regular friends, had a regular childhood just like you. So what differentiates them from you? Their mindset. Their mindset is what led them to where they are now. Not having tons of money or having tons of support, but having the mindset that they are worthy of what they want. You are just like a billionaire. I promise you are just like a billionaire, okay? You are just like your favorite celebrity, your favorite artist, your favorite traveler, any job that you're wanting, you are just like them. You have no difference except for your mindset. The minute you change your mindset is when your life will change. When you pull all the people that you put on a pedestal down and all the jobs and dreams and desires that you had on a pedestal down to your eye level, that's when you realize you are just steps away to becoming that person or to having that lifestyle. So from now on, begin living with worth and view all your desires at eye level to you. And that will be the key to your happiness and to success in your life. I love you guys so much, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did recording it. I love you guys so much, and I just was really excited to talk about this episode because, I mean, I'm someone not to put things on a pedestal, and I need to remind you guys that because I promise you, your life will change once you start looking at everything eye level to you. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please share over your Instagram story or over TikTok linking the episode. I love reposting it, and it just helps reach more people sharing the Busy Yet Pretty community. If you want to be featured on next week's episode, please feel free to leave a podcast review over Apple Podcasts and over Spotify. I love you with all my heart. You guys are my life. No job, person, opportunity is better than you. And do not forget to stay busy yet pretty.